because anything else would be uncivilized. The following is a special presentation of members-only content. To enjoy more affluent original series, become an iNowl. Sign up tonight, a Real Deal Media member. Now back to our regular scheduled program.
Hi there, I'm Dean Ryan. You may remember me, or might know me, from World at War, the number one late night show here at Real Deal Media. But tonight, we're about to look at a few discrepancies, anomalies, eerie videos that have come across my way that would be just so remiss I would be had I not shared these with you as I try to piece together this jigsaw puzzle called life. More importantly, life in the pandemic war era. So sit back, take a load off, load your shotgun, and prepare for impact as we now dive into the bizarre, the strange, weird news. Well, that was some weird stuff, wasn't it? Three kids sitting on a railroad track, yet only two of the three go into what appears to be an electric shock. The third kid, as you plainly saw there, attempted to drag the other two off the railing there on the railway system. Yet, upon doing so, they were burning. And where do we see this before? Well, you might recall some of the footage I shared with you well over a year, dare I say 2 years ago, that stems from Israel, the most highly, highly miracle-jabbed nation in the world, where a simple protest caused a man's eye sockets to go and burn and ignite on fire. You have all these God knows what in your system from these miracle jabs, the RFID indicators, the heavy metals. Yeah, you better believe they're using electronic frequencies to manage the mind, but also to electrocute you, control you, and burn you to death. So that's just for starters.
Right, at the beginning, mm-hmm. Right, you see that guy touch his head as if something's touched him, and he looks around, and the next minute she goes down. He does, and then he gets hold of her.
Maybe he's just grooming himself, it appears. Well, I'll be damned. Electric third rail shocks two Lollapalooza attendees taking selfies on Chicago train tracks. And I hope it was worth it. Confirmed, but did they survive? Well, the incident happened on August 5th at Chicago's Oak Park. It left both victims unnamed, a man and woman hospitalized with the former in critical condition. Neither have been identified, but first responders who rushed to the scene at Ridgeland Green Line Station to the rescue. The pair said they were both in their 20s. The duo are seen going limp after sitting on dangerous current providing rail through which a constant stream of 600 volts is funneled perpetually. You know, that, yeah, that certainly was the case, but how come the you know, it was only two of the three? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Which tells me there's got to be, I mean, the first rule of thumb and line of thought, stream of thought as well, is how does the miracle jab come into play? Because that's how we have to, well, for this next feature here, you want to talk about bizarro, mass bandit, rubber masked, phony, fraud, body double, although that might be too far after you see this, Bonnie. In this next feature here, you're going to see the very talked about significant other girlfriend, if that's even possible, of Dr. Evil. Well, who am I talking about? Well, I'm talking about Jeff Bezos himself. Yes, Mr. Clean is, well, I guess in a way coming clean, as you're going to see in this next feature, his girlfriend, Lauren Sanchez, who I remember many, many mornings of seeing her on our local Fox television morning news over there in Southern California. And here she is on the world stage, or is she? Well, let's get to the bottom of this very fishy situation. Because from what I'm smelling a fraud, a fishy fraud. Here we go. Bobby Dan. I'll be damned. If that wasn't a mask, I certainly don't know what is. Who is this woman? And what is Dr. Evil trying to hide from us? How could he lie to me like this? I mean, he squashed all his competition. He got rid of the little guys. I mean, he owns everything. A guy that just, you know, casually started a little online book club, which has now turned into just this empire of monopoly. There's got to be more to this. Tell me it ain't so, Lauren Sanchez. You got to be more woman than this. I mean, clearly, Jeff Bezos is he's not going to date a blow-up doll, is he? Oh, wait a minute. Maybe he is. We are the same. And every word that you say, every word you say. Well, you know what they say, if it looks like a mask, it appears to be a mask, well, it must be a man with silicone. That was weird. That was weird. So another eerie future. Let's continue on this expedition as we try to make our way out of this community called hell. Continuing. You know, I'd be remiss once again if I didn't show you just one more anomaly about this human plastic. Dare I say human's just a rumor, but this plastic anomaly, and truly maybe even the just eighth wonder of the world, but or just someone who's a descendant of two cousins that just happened to get married and fornicate. Well, here it is. What do we have here? Well, you have Dr. Evil going for a casual stroll. The only problem is trying to hold the hands of somebody. He's saying, I want to hold your hand. He didn't necessarily say, I want to hold your monster platypus hand. Look at this thing here. What do we have here? Well, we have a creature from the underground lagoon going with Telly Savalas over here to where? Probably to go pick up a whole basket of crickets to eat. We have it just one more eerie, strange, bizarro kind of ordeal here at the Weird News headquarters. I'm not a guy that vomits much, but now would be the appropriate time. Another strange anomaly. Go on.
Can you see how it's all snatched? Well, that other picture that you saw, you could see that it was like quite manly and like, you know, when someone's face is going, like a mask would go crumpled. There. That's the real person.
That's the real person. That's right.
Yeah, you can tell by the plastic surgery.
Uh-huh. Look at it. Look how far back it's pulled. And, you know, meanwhile, you have his ex-wife, who we just divorced, who's literally giving half of his fortune that she now inherited to every single woke group, the Transtifas, you name it, everything, which tells me in private this is what he supports when he's not busy collecting paychecks from the CIA as one of his biggest clients.
So next
there we go. They're crooked. Now look at the fingers here. Look at the hands. Holy shit, look at these hands.
Man hands, yeah, man hands. That's what I mean.
Oh my God.
See, look even where her breasts are. I mean, they don't they don't look womanly, do they, really? Plastic surgery or not, they don't look womanly.
No.
But women who, it's like when you see women who go into, like, gym and wrestling.
Now we know the reason this freakazoid, this bald-headed, just besieger, is pulling a fast one on all of us here. He's literally dating the final boss from Mortal Kombat. Literally. And I'm going to show you what's behind closed doors just on the lot of Amazon, where all the workers go and what they have to genuflect at as they're just starting their workday with their literally robot overlords. Check this out. I'm ready to solve the puzzle of why is this Jeff, the Dr. Evil Bezos, why is he dating the final boss of Mortal Kombat? Meaning, why is he dating a cage fighter? Well, there she is in all her glory. And that's just when the cameras are off. You don't even want to see when the lights are off. Oh, that's some weird news. As we continue our weird news excursion, you're going to see here how social crediting score from China of what that's going to entail. Straight from China, enabling the government to lock down entire cities at the flick of a switch. Well, that's how I like my government, authoritarian and swift. Here it is. Oh, please, hurry, hurry! Quick, we're gonna miss the bus. Go to the social crediting score, come. Oh, auntie, you're taking too long. I beat you up, bitch. Hurry! Did not work. You do again. Oh, we not like them weakers. Oh, and I. Look at that ass, too. China girl ass. David Bowie, right. China girl. So there you have it. That's what I have to look forward to. And I, for one, am thrilled. Capital T.
Thrilled.
Here's a little report from CBS2 of exactly how this is going to pan out, because I'm no Peter Pan, but certainly Pan is a very popular last name in China, and it's part of the social crediting score in heaven. Here it is.
Liu Hu recently tried to book a flight. He was told he was banned from flying because he's on the list of untrustworthy people. Liu is a journalist who was ordered by a court to apologize for a series of tweets he wrote and was then told his apology was insincere. I can't buy property. My child can't go to private school, he says. You feel you're being controlled by the list all the time. And the list is now getting longer, as every Chinese citizen is being assigned a social credit score, a fluctuating rating based on a range of behaviors. It's believed that community service and buying Chinese-made products can raise your score. Fraud, tax evasion, and smoking in non-smoking areas can drop it. China's growing network of surveillance cameras makes all of this possible.
It can recognize more than 4,000 vehicles.
Xu Li is the CEO of SenseTime, one of China's most successful artificial intelligence companies. It has created smart cameras for the government that can help catch criminals, but also track average citizens.
You can tell whether it is an adult, a child, a male or female.
Ken Dewoskin has studied China's economic and political culture for more than three decades. He says how the new scoring system truly works is kept secret and could be easily abused by the government.
How far into people's daily mundane activities does this go?
Well, I think that the government and the people running the plan would like to go as deeply as possible.
Well, Ben, that's what we like to hear. And I love how they say, could happen if the government could take your liberties and their right-of-ways to really peer into things that are way beyond your little jaywalking incidents. They could. And then it's going to be, the government could peer into your bedroom just to make sure you're not causing disturbance with your very unusual loud snoring. This is what they could do, but we don't know. And I love how this American guy they have. Did you see that?
John Wilbur has been studying this Chinese phenomenon of the AI source credit score for just 10 decades. Let's walk with him in the Beijing Concrete Park, where everybody is a slave.
Well, this is something that the Beijing people might do, but they could. I mean, what am I doing? I'm just living here and I'm being, Chinese words on that. See?
You know, with all these visitors coming into the West here, as the floodgates are open, do we not think that a bunch of outer earth kind of visitors are going to just swim across the Rio Grande as well? Well, this next piece here, you're going to see some now unearthed footage from 1946 stemming from Russia. That's right. And at first glance, you want to say, Roswell, well, I'm here to tell you, no, it's not. Shame on you. We don't know half of what's true. But if anything, we do know is NASA is full of just baloney. But here's some archives coming out of Russia. As you know, they had a very advanced space system, Sputnik, well before Stanley Kubrick learned how to use a green screen. Check this out.
This is the only known genuine footage of a Type 2 gray extraterrestrial.
As we veer back into Holly Weird, hence Weird News, we're going to peer into the weird, bizarre interview of Tom Hanks. Yes, a once beloved man of the thespionics, a guy who was almost thought to be a saint, but really he was anything but. He was just a demon, married to a demon and a Satanist, and the symbols for that and evidence is all over the place. I'm talking about Tom Hanks, the man who fled in 2020 for Greece with his demonic wife, Rita Wilson, and was granted Greek citizen immediately and immunity as they don't have a extradition policy with the United States. And I'm sure he was well aware of that and highly planned. Well, here is an uncomfortable interview for everybody involved, including myself, as you're going to see a question posed to Tom Hanks regarding his times with the Clintons and his sleepovers with the Clintons that I was unaware of. Nor was I invited, nor would I want to go. But clearly, Tom Hanks knows something.
I'm not sure how many times you spent the night at the White House, but I think the first time was in the Clinton administration. You were invited by President Clinton to spend the night. Tell me about what you recall from that.
That was a long time ago. There was always a lot of people in the Clinton White House. And so there's no smaller part of holy cow, I'm in the White House. This is a big, big deal. I will tell you, there was one time we happened to be in the White House, did spend the night. Me and the family had been in Washington, D.C. We were dedicating the National World War II Memorial at its opening. George W. Bush was president. I sat next to him and we chit-chatted a little bit during the ceremony that was out on the mall. And we had arranged, my younger kids had not been in the White House ever, so we were able to arrange for a tour. And it was a Sunday, so it was a day off. And so when he was going to come down and, I guess, go to the gym or something, we were sort of like asked to go stand in one of the other rooms. But my wife had gone to the restroom. She'd gone and she had come out and she was walking down the hallway. And I hear her out there and she says, well, hello, Mr. President. And President George W. Bush said, well, hello, who are you? And she says, well, I'm Rita Hanks. She used Rita Hanks then. And we were just here. I'm here with the family. Oh, yeah, really? Well, where are they? So we stepped out, and the president was in his
You want to recap that story? Because I couldn't follow one of the most mundane stories that had nothing to do with the question. That was bizarre. Did he seem nervous to you, or did he just seem like he was just wetting himself?
He was nervous. He kept messing about with his top.
You go, well. How about it, Mammy? How about it, Mammy? He kept looking that way too, huh?
Yeah, he kept looking to the side. And then veered off into a conversation that had nothing to do with what he asked.
Yeah, he asked about the Clintons, and then he started talking about George W. Bush and Rita Hanks, because she was Hanks at that time. Now, ain't that right? Ain't that right, Ma?
Mm-hmm.
He started turning into like Mr. American Apple Pie all of a sudden.
Yeah. He switched the subject.
That's the way I see it. Yeah. He goes, yeah, that's what I saw. Mm-hmm, yeah, Rita. Yeah, anything more?
They used his brother, didn't they, as well?
They did. Mm-hmm, yeah. Mm-hmm, yeah. I guess, yeah, I suppose. It may have been Dolly.
That looks a bit like Linda Sanchez. That looks like Lauren Sanchez.
In this next feature here of the question of do I believe in miracles, I can honestly and safely say that effectively they're not. Dangerous they are. Foolish they always were. And deadly, people are now figuring they are.
Yeah, definitely. So what we're seeing is an ever-growing number, particularly of thrombosis deaths, interestingly. So that comes across as heart attack, aneurysm, or stroke. And they're in unprecedented numbers. I've never seen as many deaths. And not in just the elderly, then all manner of people, you know, people in their 20s, people in their 30s and 40s, people that wouldn't normally be dying, you know. And this was predicted, and it's come to pass. So,
right. I listened to a recent interview, and you said that you've seen more thrombosis deaths this year than the previous 14 years. When you say that, do you mean the previous 14 years combined, or a greater amount than any one of those 14 years?
A greater amount than any one of those 14 years ever.
Yeah.
The increase is phenomenal, though. It's not a 2 or 3-fold increase. It's around 500 or 600% increase. That kind of number. And generally, on the odd occasion, you would get a thrombosis. It would be an elderly person. It's not people in their 20s and 30s and 40s, and they're all jabbed. I spoke to a couple of interesting people recently. One is an A&E nurse called Michelle, and she tells me that 9 out of 10 patients presenting at A&E are breathless, and they are vaccine recipients. And the reason for their presenting is they've got blood clots in them. So they give them a quick x-ray, and if the blood clots are on their chest, they'll consider admitting them. And if they don't, if they're not on the chest and they're in a limb, then they'll send them home. Well, what inevitably happens then is these people, the clot moves from the limb to, you know, either the heart or the neck, and these people die. And I've got friends locally that work for the coroner, and they run off their feet because they're having to go out and keep picking these people up at home who've died very suddenly from a thrombosis.
It's also developing right now. Florida Surgeon General says for us to stop getting the COVID vaccine.
Fox 35's Hannah McKenzie is joining us live in the Alert Center tonight. So Hannah, he says what's in the Moderna and Pfizer vaccines is a problem.
Yeah, Luann, John, Florida Surgeon General Dr. Latipo says he has safety concerns pertaining to the discovery of billions of DNA fragments found per dose in the Pfizer and Moderna COVID vaccine.
Shocking.
And he says those concerns have not been addressed by the FDA or the CDC. Dr. Latipo says if the risks of DNA integration with COVID vaccines cannot be addressed, then the vaccines aren't appropriate for use in humans. He says he sent letters to the heads of the FDA and the CDC specifically questioning how this would impact humans in 3 main areas: healthy human genes being transformed into cancerous cells, chromosomal instability, and how the integration could affect unintended parts of the body, such as the heart, brain, lungs, even the injection site itself. We asked local doctor Michael Sparks to weigh in. Dr. Sparks telling us, with the state surgeon general saying one thing and the FDA another, health providers are left stuck in the middle.
Well, if Dr. Platypus says it's not good, and Dr. Sparky Sparks, that should tell you right there. I mean, up until this time, I've gotten 8 boosters, 4 to 6 miracle jabs. I stopped counting, and because I have no feeling anymore, and I just cannot be killed at this point. Let's talk about Dr. Platypus, who's on fire, ladies. Anyone who knows me knows I certainly love poetry. I love just poetic moments, but specifically the type of poetry I like is poetic justice. In this next piece, you're going to see Hachi Mustafa Abu, maybe all your favorites come together to stop what seems to be these raids, these mobs that are just stealing from everybody's liquor stores to retail stores. And there seems to be no justice until poetry is involved. Well, here it is. Poetic justice at its finest.
And nothing you can do, man. Tell you stop playing. And nothing you can do, man. Tell the police come on. Hey, don't. Hey. Out, and nothing you can do, man. Don't do that, man.
Don't do that. I thank you. I thank you.
Oh, right on the ankle. Oh. Fuck. Oh, my goodness. He's getting a spanking. Damn, Mustafa.
Whooping his ass. He's whooping his ass.
Love it. I love it. And that, ladies and gentlemen, that is poetry in motion. Just when you thought the pain was over, well, not for this cop. He got kicked in the jimmy.
Oh, my God. No, Coops. Coops, get over here, bro. Oh, my God.
Oh, right in his... punching him and kicking him in the jimmy.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. You just fucking knocked her out, bro. Oh, my God. Yo, Coops. Coops, get over here, bro. Oh, my God. Get back.
Goes to show, you kick a man in the jimmy and then all bets are off. That's just another thing. Don't steal from Sikhs who work at a cashier, and don't kick a cop in his jimmy unless it's well-deserved. You know, we talk about things that are weird in this post-eclipse kind of world. Well, this next clip certainly highlights the unearthly beings, if that, that are crawling through skies with no apologies, no warnings whatsoever. Well, this is no exception to the rule, is it? Check this out.
Back up.
What is that?
Bruh.
Look, there's something flying through the air. What the fuck was that?
What the was that?
Yo, what the
aliens!
Yo. Back up.
What is that?
What was that, man?
Before you actually saw that thing fly, what was that in the sky? It looked like, you know, a paraglider's parachute.
Well, this is coming out of Arlington, Texas during a solar eclipse. That was the day of, that was April 8th. People are freaking out. It seems to disappear into the clouds. Now, what the so-called fact checkers are saying, Arlington is on the approach route of the DFW International Airport and has its own municipal airport. It is, of course, a plane and not a UFO. No, that's not a plane. No. Okay. So, they're not as bad as the Facebook fact checkers, the Twitter people, but they can shove it up their fact-checking derriere. Right. We know what we saw.
Yeah, it's not a plane.
Yeah, it looked like a beastly character. My God. Oh, but it's a plane, although it had fangs and, just claws and whiskers like a little catfish. No, that's a plane.
A kind of weird shit.
Okay. Oh, no, that's not the sound. That's a nipple. That's just a big nipple. Yeah. Nipples lactating.
Yeah,
lactating.
You saw that shit now. I tried to tell you.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, man. It's abdominal.
They got something called the dental common.
These experts.
Look that way.
Fuck out here.
Say that.
A kind of weird shit going on, bro.
Yeah, man. Yeah, man, so they should. They must be coming. All these aliens coming here. They're like, God, these Americans are so ghetto. And if you thought that was weird, there's this one. Listen to what the man who plays Biden says, because I can't make it out what he's saying. Maybe you can help me. Introducing the Secretary of Transportation.
Thank you, Secretary Buttigieg.
Somebody help that man.
Thank you, Secretary Buttigieg.
Finally, to end on a positive note, with all the new kind of the new impressions of all the new introductions of all these wonderful flying phantoms that just happen to be airplanes, according to the Twitter fact checkers that are clearly drunk. But I don't blame them. They're talking to a very dumbed down audience that was watching it live. So to end on a good note, with all the new just inventions and all the new spacecrafts, aliens or non, there's also some new discoveries under the sea that are deadly, some, but some beautiful. And that's what's important to me. I'm all about beauty and color. Here it is, the new jellyfish 2.0. Look at that donut. Well, that just about ends it for us here tonight, as our members, our night owls, simply and surely got a glimpse of the bizarro, this out of this world kind of eerie, weird news. Till next time, I'm your weird news host, Dean Ryan, who's telling you to stay tuned, stay awake, and stay weird, if you can handle it. Play us out, jellyfish. Hey, that's my donut.
Look at those jelly cakes.
Look at that donut. Only coconut trimming on it. Is this is the excrement? This is what you see after a night with Lauren Sanchez. That's right, a very puckery fish, say the lawyers.
Alive.
Here we go. I'm going to get your phone and I'm going to put it with the Iranian drones. The noises. Well, that about sums up our weird news.
It's like a purple ass.
God, this fucking piece of fucking necklace. You said it looks like oh, geez.
It's like a purple ass.
And as the weird news now continues, we're going to see a very just head type of visitor. It's probably not the best word.